This month's article from Walter's Law and Gospel is entitled, We Receive the Benefits of the Sacraments by Faith Alone. Theses 21. In the 17th place, the Word of God is not rightly divided when men are taught that the sacraments produce salutary effects ex opera operato, that is, by the mere outward performance of the sacramental act. The topics addressed in Walther's Theses 21 occupied two evening lectures. The first came after the summer academic break at Concordia Seminary. This meant that new seminary students were in his audience who would need to be caught up on the lecture series. Also of note is that Walther's wife of 44 years, Emily, the mother of their six children, had died only weeks earlier. As was typical, Walther began his lecture by offering advice to his seminary students. He impressed on them the importance of a thorough knowledge of the doctrines of Scripture. As a medical doctor equips himself with remedies for physical woes, a minister of the Word should equip himself with remedies for the soul. In addition to doctrinal knowledge, however, a minister needs to possess understanding of when and how to apply each remedy. Mixing remedies or misdiagnosing an ailment can lead to tragic results. Courage and love for the souls in his care will assist his efforts. Enthusiasm for his work, not the material rewards of the job, should be his motivation. We now turn to Theses 21 itself. Upon first reading, it is clear that the definition of ex opera operato is important to the meaning. In the English, it means from the work performed. In Walther's day, there was a debate about how church sacraments accomplished their work. Catholics and others believed that the mere act of performing the sacrament gave it efficacy. To them, baptism and the Lord's Supper worked automatically and mechanically. The doing of the acts themselves, then, became a work that people could perform to merit God's favor. This belief contradicts the clear teaching from Scripture of salvation by grace alone. As Romans 3 points out, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. In explanation, Walther writes, quote, Now if the mere act of being baptized and partaking of Holy Communion brings grace to a person, the gospel manifestly has been turned into a law, because salvation then rests on a person's works. Moreover, the law has been turned into a gospel because salvation is promised a person as a reward for his works. End quote. We teach that those who are baptized or receive communion will not enjoy the benefits of these sacraments apart from faith in their hearts. In fact, Scripture teaches that those who commune without faith do so to their spiritual harm. Look to 1 Corinthians 11, verses 27 to 29. Without faith, the mere outward performance of a sacrament brings no spiritual benefit, just as the spoken gospel will bring no benefit to the one who rejects its message. Faith is the key to the blessings received. And faith can be worked only by the Holy Spirit through the means of grace. In Walther's day, and perhaps even more so in our own, those who emphasize pure doctrine are looked upon as heartless, unloving, and conceited because they claim to know the truth. But in 1 Timothy 4:16, Paul writes, Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continue in them. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. The reason to be vigilant in preserving the truth is that false teaching, even a little, can erode the gospel message. Walther points to Augustine and Luther, who at great personal risk stood up for the truth. So should we. This article is written by Joe Lau, professor at Emmanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.